Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Mr. Bollocks, good morning, good morning, good morning, Mr. Bollocks.
Never gets old, that. I've actually got that on my playlist, and I want that instead, that version, because I haven't got all the rhyming slang in there.
Oh, you've got the music.
I've just got that. Yeah, yeah, I've got a little version of that.
Eat, Rob, what do you mean playlist? For your water?
No.
For your playlist?
I've got loads of playlists. Going on the train playlist, supermarket playlist.
Aww.
Walking about playlist.
What's your most recent playlist that you've
Water.
The water playlist. The one that you play to the water?
I play it to the water, yeah.
How does supermarket differ from train?
Very different, I would imagine.
Yeah,
I can't imagine.
Yeah, more sort of like dance music, really. Something that gets me moving about, because I don't really like supermarket shopping.
You've got a tempo to your strut when you're in the supermarket. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Strut.
Normally,
supermarket strut. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I've got some real good. Like,
where do you shop? Do you mind me asking what supermarket shop?
New World. And it's real good.
Pretty gentrified for a supermarket strutter.
I see. I was there the other day. I got to tell you, and there's this young lad filling the shelves up, and I said, "Oh, did you know it's International Shoplifting Day?" I should have seen the look on his face. I said, "No, I'm just joking, man."
That's a joke.
He did to that poor boy's mind.
No, he probably loaded up his pockets before he left, and then he got into trouble. And he said,
"If I'm upfront about it, I can just go, you know."
Yeah, sure.
Well, I didn't. I don't do that anymore.
No.
Before I get into it, it's funny you just did a shout out to an Anthony. I'd like to give out a shout out to an Anthony Walsh, a friend of mine who's listening in Liverpool.
Hey.
Liverpool, UK. At the moment, he's not the Tony Walsh, who's a Manchester poet. Who did that beautiful poem? That's not him. He is actually a philosopher, a Scouse philosopher.
A Scouse philosopher.
And there's lots of them when you think about it.
When they think about it.
Yeah. But anyway, I like to give him a shout out. He's a BFM listener that far away. So
hello, and to all of our international listeners. Yeah. Hello.
And you'd be surprised how many there is, mate.
Why don't you just. Goal, 309-3879 is the telephone number. You can email studio at 95bfm.com if you like.
Brilliant.
I'll check the emails today.
Right.
Today.
Maybe. Anyway, this subject you gave me just blew my mind, really. It led me in lots of different ways.
From a book I've got called 50 Things You're Not Supposed to Know.
And it's basically the headline, and this is what I Googled, when America nearly nuked Spain. Just Google it and it will send you on a mad, mad voyage. This happened in 1966. It was a time of the Cold War, and planes, B-52s, were just constantly flying around the world, fully loaded up with bombs. And they'd be up there for months, apparently, and they used to get fuel. Jet tankers used to come along in flight and fill them up. Anyway, they're over Spain, and this KC-135 jet tanker, and they crashed into each other. Big explosion. Everybody on the tanker got killed, unfortunately. Four members, the seven-man crew of the B-52 parachuted out, but all the bombs fell out.
All the nuclear warheads fell out?
All the nuclear warheads fell out. Well, none of them were armed, but there was still, like, plutonium and stuff in the actual things. I don't know how it all works. They weren't fixed. Anyway, one cracked and just sent radioactive material everywhere. One bounced in a dry riverbed, and another one fell in the ocean. They couldn't find it. Just couldn't find it. This was 1966.
Just for some whale shark to gobble up.
Yeah. Within like hours, 2,000 US military personnel turned up with Spanish civil guards, and they cleared up 1,400 tons of radioactive soil and vegetation, and they took it to the US for disposal. Don't know where they put it. Maybe Flint, Michigan or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
So what do you do? I've got 1,400. What do I do with it?
Is actually no. They bury a lot of their own. The nuclear waste.
Well, there was no real proper studies of the effects of the accident, but the USA eventually settled 500 odd claims by residents who were affected by it, whose health were affected by it. And today, as far as we know, because of mess ups, two hydrogen bombs and a uranium core lying yet to be discovered locations in the Washington. The Wausau Sound off of Washington, and in the swamplands near Goldsboro, North Carolina. Right?
Well, they've just been dropped.
They've just lost them.
Badly handled.
You're walking there. Oh, just fell out of my pocket.
Or hole in my pants.
I can understand, like, losing the keys.
Or cell phone.
Or your wallet, yeah. Done that a couple of times. Not like a bomb.
No, how big is a hydrogen bomb nowadays?
I don't know. I just keep thinking of that episode of The Young Ones, you know, when they had that bomb and Vivian was just, like, headbutting it, smashing it with a hammer and all that. But this has led me on to another thing. How much time have I got? Because I don't know whether you want me to split this.
You good?
Carry on.
Keep going? Yeah. Well, as far as we know, as far as I can find out, there's been 13 near misses in America with bombs nearly going off. I'm just going to get two. There's
all right,
loads
two,
of them.
Two.
I'll do two of them because these ones are quite tricky.
And these reassuring times?
Yeah, but this is what scared me when I read it all, and we might talk about it later. This is when the president actually knew what he was doing, or apparently knew what he was doing. Like, 3 days after JFK made his inaugural speech as president, again, a B-52 got into trouble and went into a tailspin. The bombs became separated and fell out of the plane. One fell into a field, and the other one went parachuted down and ended up in a tree in the best sounding road I've ever heard in my life. Big Daddy's Road in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
You imagine living in a trailer park in Big Daddy's Road.
You couldn't make that up, could you?
No,
it's probably brilliant. From slavery times, don't you reckon?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it? Big Daddy's.
Big Daddy's. Anyway, and
I was going with a girl from North Carolina, and she was a lovely, lovely blonde white American girl, and she'd say that her dad used to say to her, like, you're welcome to go out with a black guy, but would you marry one?
Wow.
This was, like, not that long ago.
Did she call you Big Daddy?
No, I was in sixth form. She was in seventh form, though.
Still.
She was in
sixth form. Oh, wow.
Hey.
Oh, that nearly broke.
See you in the common room.
Anyway, the only reason they didn't go off is because the mechanisms on them were broken and they were shonky. They reckon it would have been absolutely catastrophic.
Well, when was that? What year was that?
This was 1961.
No, sorry,
1966.
Not a restful morning story, Rob.
But pertinent, relevant, and timely, I thought. You know, push in that direction.
So
there,
they reckon it would have been worse than Hiroshima and Nagasaki and all that. Would have been nothing if they'd gone off. And this is the last one. Just check it out anyway. Just in I always have trouble with this word.
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. I always want to call it Wisconsin. This was when the Cuban missile was... Cuba missile crisis was going on. There's this place called Duluth Sector Reaction Center, which I don't know what that is, but it was...
Center for Reacting.
Yeah, and anyway, at the time, this is another one as well, it comes out as a movie, the security levels at that time in America were DEFCON 3. Sounds really bad.
What are they now? It must be about that now.
I don't know, but all the planes all the time were loaded up with bombs.
Right.
If it went off. There was no drills or anything. You know, like when they pretend, what do they call it? When they have
drills.
Yeah. There was nothing of that.
If you got
the call, that was it. Anyway, this place, someone tried to climb over the fence at this Duluth place. And a guard shot at him, right?
They're DEFCON 5 at the moment, are they?
Apparently.
Oh, well, this was so it's even worse than this.
Well, maybe that's not worse. Maybe DEFCON 1 is all on.
Okay. Right. It all depends what colour light bulb...
What'd you look up to find that?
Just magic places.
Oh, that Google is just brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway...
Internet's a great thing.
The guard shot at him, at this bloke trying to climb over the fence, and that set off the sabotage alarm, but it had been wired wrong. Someone had done the wiring wrong, and what it did, it sent off an order to the systems ordered nuclear armed F-1068 interceptors to go to the alarm point of origin and bomb the shit out of it because someone was trying to steal secrets. The planes were just about to take off, and it was really close to where this place was. They were just about to take off. Someone goes, no, stop.
Just a dude climbing the fence. Someone trying to get their ball back.
Yeah. Oh, one other quickie, if I've got time.
You've got time, yep, sure.
A mechanic accidentally dropped a wrench into a fuel tank of a missile, causing a puncture, right? It leaked for over 8 hours, then finally exploded, killing, unfortunately, one person and injuring 21. Despite the massive blast, the nuclear warhead stayed intact. And the Pentagon, this is one thing I found out, this is the last thing to really cheer you up. The Pentagon are admitting to 36 accidents in which bombers either crashed or caught fire with bombs on them, either taking off or landing.
This is the thing about these terrifying weapons. So they actually do, they're quite hard to just accidentally go off.
Yeah.
You know, which so far, you know.
But my big thing is now you got this senile old twat in charge.
And you know, there's no checks and balances. There's no one to check. Well, if he decides to do it, there's no one just that can officially stand in his way. Yeah, you know, for someone to do it, they're gonna have to go out of their rank and just smack him out or something.
I think the way it is now, they'll go nah. I think they'll all take the knee.
Right? Really?
They'll all take the knee.
Yeah. Everyone should take the knee over there. What about Pence?
That was such a setup job, man. That was such a setup.
And so it's not going to make a difference. You know?
Plus, it costs like $250,000.
And for him to fly there, yeah.
He should have been at church anyway. He's one of them religious nutcases, isn't he? Anyway, but it's all good. We're still here.
Yeah, good job.
So, you know,
can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.